She reduces, reuses, and recycles. She talks the talk and walks the walk. She doesn't tell you what to think. She just wants you to. She's Mrs. Green. And this is Mrs. Green's World on the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. Happy March. Am I saying that? Is it really March? And somebody, if you know where January and February went, give me a call. It's hard to believe that I am even saying that. This show is sponsored by Chapman Tucson. Please visit them at chapmantucson.com. If you're looking for one of the most fuel-efficient cars on the market today, they've probably got it, or they'll be happy to get it for you. Today, we're going to do a short interview, which is not going to be easy, with my friend Gary Twingle from Goodwill Industries of Southern Arizona. He's the director of marketing. We will be doing an entire show on Goodwill Industries of Southern Arizona soon, too. And our featured guest is Seth Lightman, that green living guy who is really going to be a character. He's an author, an editor. He has his own radio show. He's a green consultant. He's smart. He's fun. And he's outrageously funny. So it's going to be another great show. Thanks for being here. It's wonderful to be doing this. So, Gary, how can we do a short interview? There's too much happening.
I will keep my answers brief and to the point for you, Mrs. Green. How about that?
You're opening more stores than Walgreens. Like, seriously.
Yeah, we are. You know, I don't know if we will ever catch Walgreens or not. I know we don't have a lot of time, but I did want to tell you a story today, Mrs. Green.
I loved your stories.
I think it will warm your green heart very much to hear it.
I love it. So, go for it. I do it. You warm my green heart a lot.
I think you met my daughter in an event last year. She's 7 years old. Most days fired out of a cannon to get things started. we hold on tight some days. A couple weekends ago, I was working in the garage and she was out riding her bike in front of the house, where the bus stop is to go to school as well. And, the kids call it the pit. There's this drainage area by the bus stop that's about, right, 10 yards by 20 yards. And she comes pedaling over and asks me if she can have a trash bag. I said, well, yeah, sure, sweetheart. What do you need it for? Well, the pit's dirty, and we need to clean it up because it's good for the environment.
And she's seven.
So my dear, sweet little seven-year-old went down in the pit and got about half
that's
the trash
a big
bag
ring bell.
Full of plastic bottles.
Oh, dear.
So that's my daughter for you. She's working on the next generation for you already.
It's awesome. She'll be pushing you to the edge of sustainability, and I love that.
Yep,
okay, sometime we have to talk about croaky, so that's another show.
That should be an hour show.
Because it's an unbelievable story, and I've retold it many times. It is the Swingle's pet frog, so we can talk about that someday. So where's your newest store? I know you have one in Sierra Vista now, a new one.
Yep.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, we opened up in Sierra Vista last year, as well as another location in Oro Valley that opened up last year. Our next retail store is going to open in Casa Grande. We have our attended donation center is open already during construction. We basically have a little area in the parking lot where we have a donation attendant there 7 days a week taking donations already. And then we'll have the store scheduled to open. Yeah, it's especially for these remote locations, we don't want to have to truck anything back and forth from Tucson unless we absolutely have to. So
right,
if we can start
right.
getting donations now to help get it full for opening day, that's just perfect. So
it is perfect. And what a great community. I mean, to be able to do that. You know, my daughter wants you to open one in Taos, New Mexico. Just so could you guys put that on your list, even though it's out of state for you?
Well, I tell you what, I'll get a hold of the Goodwill Industries of New Mexico what I can do for your daughter.
I'm barely kidding. She is such a Goodwill aficionado, and it's not fun not having one up there when you're 23 years old, because she got a lot of really cool outfits from the many Goodwill stores here in Tucson. So a couple of months ago, it seems like only yesterday, I took a tour of your, inside Goodwill Industries of Southern Arizona, and was, even though I knew it on an intellectual level, seeing your salvage operation brings new meaning to the phrase, nothing goes to waste. So someday we'll do a YouTube video of that so people can see it, because seeing is believing. I mean, Gare, it blew me away, as you know. And yep. Everybody at EDG was blown away, and they kept saying, "You're kidding, you're kidding." You know, the deeper we went. So tell people a little bit. Try to paint a visual for nothing goes to waste at Goodwill.
Sure. Yeah, and that's one of the things that we take very seriously is we're tasked with maximizing the value of your donations. And so if we throw it away, that value is zero, if not negative, by the time you factor in all the cost for processing and all that. So if we have an item that doesn't sell at the retail store and it doesn't sell at our outlet store, where most items are sold by the pound, and if it doesn't sell at the auction, that was one of the things you saw there connected to the salvage facility,
right.
An auction. And that's where
right.
People buy items in bulk there. We'll actually go out and find salvage buyers for the things that don't sell at any of those locations. And the easiest thing to visualize is, you know, we have basically a baler, and it will turn any of the clothing, towels, textiles, that kind of stuff. It'll turn that into just a great big cube of the leftover merchandise. And then there will be buyers who will buy those items, and then they turn them into towels, shop rags, that kind of thing.
All known things. Like all known things. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that when I talk about my partnership with Goodwill, the downturn in the economy that is looking like it's becoming, you know, an upturn, there's really good that's come out of it. And there's no waste, and there's a demand for things like salvage is what I find. Mm-hmm. Is that you don't have any trouble getting rid of your salvage. Is that correct?
No.
There's buyers.
There's no trouble at all.
No, there's buyers.
Yeah, I mean, there's buyers for it. I mean, it's really, I mean, everything. There's people who will buy things for the scrap metal they can get out of items, and then there's even shoes. We have a lot of shoes that actually buyers will send them to.
I know.
Third world countries where, you know, they don't care that it's the exact same shoe if it's the same size.
If you don't have shoes and you have something on your feet, I know, it's unbelievable. Nothing goes to waste. They're most impressive. And we really should do a YouTube video because people wouldn't really get it until they saw it. I was like, you're kidding. And then our last thing that I'd love you to cover, there's you're a very, very obvious, visible community partner, and you partner with lots of great organizations. Tell us about Connecting Tucson. And is this just a Tucson thing that you guys thought up, or is it, you know, emulating some national model? Talk about Connecting Tucson.
Yeah, Goodwill is a part of a group here locally that's putting together an event on April 14th, as you mentioned, called Connecting Tucson. And the event is a resource and transition fair for any person with a disability or even their family, caretakers, or guardians. And basically what it's going to be, it's an area where all service providers, whether it's vocational, educational, social service, transportation, just, you know, anything that a person with a disability will need, these people will be on hand for them to meet with face-to-face.
And I don't think people, like I associate, as most people do, and I did associate Goodwill with a retail store. It's a resale retail. But the myriad of programs you have, we were just talking about it at my leads group this morning about the incredible need there is to hire people that are handicapped, and it's not always a severe handicap. There might just be a way that their employer won't hire them back if they had a heart attack or if they've had certain kinds of surgery. So it's just my big green hat and heart off to you and the group of Connecting Tucson that's going to look at the needs of this population. I'm a big fan, and I think you know that. How do people find out about Connecting Tucson?
They can go to the website, connectingtucson.org, and all the info will be there.
Okay, Gary, we'll be talking to you soon. I already put something up on your Facebook page and would love to see those numbers grow. People can connect with Gary at Goodwill Industries of Southern Arizona on Facebook. And if you want to find him, you can find him through me, info@mrsgreensworld.com. Thank you, and say hello to everybody there, Gary.
All right, you got it, Mrs. Green.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, make it a great green week. All right.
All right, you too.
Okay. Bye. That was Gary Swingle, who's the marketing director of Goodwill Industries from Southern Arizona, and love interviewing him. Can't believe all the things that Goodwill does. It's part of the joy of my Mrs. Green journey. And we are working on getting our featured guest, Seth Lightman, that green living guy, on the line. And in this time, I want to remind you to listen to me every Saturday live at noon at Mrs. Green's World, just like you're doing now. And also to remind you you to listen on your iPhone or Droid. It's so fun. When my daughter was here a couple of weeks ago, we listened on our phones. We just wanted to see if we could bring them both up because it was a necessarily pre-recorded show. So if you do have to miss, please remember that the podcasts of all of my shows are living on my website right there for your listening pleasure. And again, don't forget to connect with me on Facebook and Twitter because it's all about creating a sustainable community. So I think we are live with that green living guy, and this is going to be one heck of a ride, I can tell you right now. Hi, Seth.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, as they say in Jersey. I'm doing good.
You're doing good over there?
Yeah, I know. Good. Forget about it. So I said before you got on that you're, you know, like an author, an editor, a dad. You have your own radio show, you're a green consultant, and I have made my own assessment that you're smart, fun, and outrageously funny. So with that, no pressure.
No pressure at all.
No, hit the deck. That green living guy, just you have to give our listeners and me a little bit of a synopsis of your journey to getting that moniker, that green living guy. Gotta love it.
Green living guy or the green living guy? Well, yeah, thank you. Thanks all first for having me. Really, this is.
I know it's my pleasure.
It's so much fun.
It is fun.
The Green Living Guy concept. Well, I started getting involved in this in my master's program. I'm in college. I was always interested in the environment, but I got my master's in public administration, and we were in our first, you know, like seminar before we even started classes. And we're doing this simulation thing where we're running a rolled government and you had to get your health, costs, employment, this and that, all
right.
Correct. And you had to do all these simulations to do it. And you had to invest in this and this. By the way, we got it perfect. So then we won This one teacher who is my started me off, Dr. Holly Sims from Rockefeller College of Public Affairs and Policy in Albany, New York, you know, she asked, well, how are you going to do it? And that's when I said, you know, well, and she's like, yeah, right. And at that point, I started thinking about it. And to sum up my master's program, I realized how the World Bank and the IMF were having a lot of fun funding governments to restructure, and they were, you know, trying to help out after World War II with the Bretton Woods Institution to help us create a more sustainable economy and life. But the problem was is that the energy that they were using stunk, you know, coal and, you know.
Not much has changed, right.
You know. And they put, you know, like hydroelectric dams in the wrong places to dislocate, you know, indigenous people
right.
and all that kind of fun stuff. So, you know, I always joke with people. You remember when Al Gore in Inconvenient Truth was talking with a couple of these men from China talking about the coal-burning power plants and how it's bad and they're going to expand and all that stuff. Well, I was the guy who got into the World Bank for my master's thesis, got to meet the project manager handling the China coal-burning power plants around on or about the same time thereafter, more like, you know, 5 years before, and just was like, the hell are you doing?
What's up with that?
To this Brit, you know, just like, what the hell are you doing? Didn't you realize? And then gave him the whole solar and wind, and he said it was not there yet.
Right.
And I said, what were the Dutch doing before you came around, slick?
Right.
You know,
and I bet
I didn't
you did
say that to him, but that's what I was thinking.
Right,
you know, you get the point, and none of this is rocket science because I'm certainly not one. But you know, you got wind, you got sun. Those are pretty strong. You got tidal. You got all these basic things. And if I'm going to drill, baby, drill, it's for geothermal. Okay? So let's be real. I think there are many more ways to go about things that are smart, sustainable, economically viable, and create jobs and get us back on the right track without losing our American spirit and who we are as a people. anybody.
And I absolutely can see that. Like, if I look in the green crystal ball, I can see really good things happening. But the truth is, I am living consciously, and I still want my electricity to go on. I want my cooler to work. I'm addicted. You know, oil is our crack. And I'll be honest, TEP, Tucson Electric Power, is one of my sponsors. I'm proud to have them as a sponsor because they are on the forefront, one of the top 10, you know, utility companies in the country, trying to get more solar on more roofs. They're looking at all kinds of alternatives. But what do we do? How far do we want to go to get off our crack? It's like, I don't want to go very far.
I always say that to people, you know, it's like, you know, we're addicted to oil, we're addicted to crack, and, you know, like, doing this is kind of like going into rehab and how you want to go it, you know, and some people are like Amy Winehouse, no, so, you know, some people are into it.
Yep.
What am I going to tell you?
Right.
Look, we're going this way no matter what. It's not about red or blue, Democrat or Republican. Heck, I got the Christian Coalition following me.
Truly, you are making the biggest point of my show. Not political.
This ain't about you know
who you're going to vote for.
Who we're voting for in November. This isn't about that. This is about everybody's American dollar,
and
where we're funding it and where we're putting it. I've been telling this to a school that I'm helping save hundreds of thousands of dollars a year by just switching to LEDs, saying it's not that you don't have the money.
Right. Oh, my gosh. I love that. It's not, we will save you the money, and I can show
it's
you a chart that'll prove it.
Have the money. Yeah, and I have a cost-benefit analysis of the whole thing, and they're just like, what the hell? You know, I know you're in Arizona, so everybody in the middle can understand. You know, it's like, huh? Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
it's
do
hard
an energy
to understand.
Audit.
It's that simple. It's standing right in front of us.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, when you drive by at night, one of those awful-looking street lamps that's yellow, looking like you-know-what in the toilet, okay?
Right.
You know what I'm talking about. It's because the government didn't take enough brain power to put in an LED street lamp. Now, I know technology has not been there. I'm with y'all. But we've been funding it a lot lately, and it's not about Democrat or Republican. It's about national security and energy and getting
and
off
saving
this bed
energy.
And
you know,
saving energy and get off the crack.
And Davey,
you know, I feel like Morgan Freeman in that movie Stand By Me, where he took the kid up onto the roof and he goes, "You smoke crack, don't you? Don't lie to me." You know, it's like, you know, just admit to it and just get off it. And the more you do, the only thing's going to happen. You're going to save a lot more money. You're going to put a lot more money in your pocket. You're going to be able to spend it. And you're going to thank all of us in the afternoon.
And see, and that's what I want to do is have people realize that are listening. My thing is small steps, big impact, is that I, as a homeowner, can do a bunch of things without any government interference. I can cut down on phantom electricity. I can turn the lights out. You can switch all of your light bulbs out with LED. TEP has a buyback program here that makes them so affordable. I've had people say, but they're dim. I can't read with them.
And this isn't about a conspiracy either, because the energy company, yours, and a lot of these others, they can't afford to be building any more of these disgusting power plants.
And they don't want to. I mean, the people I'm connected with, they really don't. They don't want to.
They don't. It doesn't make them enough money, and I get it. So, guys, load level for them and load level for yourself. Put some money in your pocket. What's so wrong about it? Listen, go to the local store, and I'll be agnostic here, Home Depot, Lowe's, local hardware store, wherever you go, and buy yourself some insulation. Because you most likely can raise your hand and say, "Hi, my name is, and my roof is under-insulated." Because it most likely is. Now, I know in Arizona there's some hot weather over there.
Yeah, it's coming already. We didn't have much of a winter so far.
I'm still feeling a little winter over here, thank goodness, in New York. But I got to tell you, summer's coming.
Summer's coming in Arizona. We can put a coating on our roof, a white coat. So we're going to go to a break because time is flying when we're having fun. We have about a minute, and I want to tell people who we're talking to. We're talking to Seth Lightman, the Green Living Guy. He is a character. If you're listening, you know that. He's an author, editor. He has his own radio show. He's a green consultant. And when we come back, I'd really like to talk about some of the outrageous ideas that you have written books about, including... Yeah. You know, like when we talked earlier today, building your own electric vehicle, which I doubt I'm going to start anytime soon.
No, listen, I'm this is the whole concept, and we'll end with this and go to this point, okay?
Do it yourself.
Building your own electric vehicle is also about the idea of going to the local dealership and getting that car company to build your own electric vehicle.
Okay,
for
you know about radio, and you know we have to take a break.
Go.
We're listening to Seth Lightman. We'll be back. This is Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Please stay here with me.
Can you predict the future? The reality is we can't, but we can be ready for it. Funded by the National Science Foundation, researchers at the University of Arizona are working on a $3 million project to study the monsoon and learn about our changing desert weather, climate, and ecology. Such knowledge will help guide us to a more sustainable future, not just for our desert, but for the world. Now that's thinking ahead. The University of Arizona. Big questions, bold solutions, better tomorrows.
Hi, I'm Abbott Taylor. With over 35 years creating jewelry in Tucson, no one has more experience in designing and making diamond jewelry in Tucson than Abbott Taylor Jewelers. Please come in and see some of the thousands of designs we have created, or come in and have us design something original just for you. Whether you're looking for a simple and stylish graduation gift, your engagement ring, or a breathtaking jewelry piece to celebrate an important birthday or anniversary, you can't beat our competitive diamond pricing. With 100% trade-up guaranteed, set in an Abbott Taylor jewelry design, always using earth-friendly recycled gold. Abbott Taylor Jewelers, exquisite jewelry designs and exceptional diamond deals created right here in Tucson for over 35 years. Abbott Taylor Jewelers at 6383 East Grant Road, on Facebook and on the web at atdiamonds.com. Diamond designs for everyone. Abbott Taylor Jewelers.
This is Mrs. Green with some great news about the Honda 2012 CR-V. It was named one of the top 10 cars with the best resale value by Kelley Blue Book, and it was recognized as the country's greenest automaker by the Union of Concerned Scientists for the fifth time in a row. If you're looking for a car with great mileage for its class and a bold new look, please visit Chapman Honda at 4600 East 22nd Street. You'll get the best ownership experience possible.
You know how they say your donation to Goodwill changes lives?
Well, it's true.
It's true.
Well, it's true.
Goodwill.
Goodwill gave my son a chance.
My mom, hope.
My brother, a sense of purpose.
And help my dad find a job.
Goodwill helps thousands of people.
People like us every year.
People like us.
Every year.
Your donations to Goodwill do change lives. Please donate today.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. And joining us today is Seth Lightman, who is that Green Living Guy, or the Green Living Guy. He's an author, an editor, has his own radio show. I'm really jealous because he's been on Regis and Kathy Lee, which we are going to bring up. And while you're thinking, don't forget, we're going to bring that up. Don't forget to think about listening to me live every Saturday at 12 at MrsGreensWorld.com on your iPhone or your Droid. And if you do happen to miss me because you're doing something on a Saturday at noon, please remember that all of the podcasts live on my website, MrsGreensWorld.com. greenwillhelps.com. And let's do a couple of reminders throughout the show, Seth, for greenlivingguy.com, because we want to help promote traffic to your website.
Thank you very much.
And
yes,
we want people to buy your books. I'm not sure which one I'm going to buy, because I'm reading about 8 books now. But next year, Tucson Festival of Books, that's all I can tell you.
Good Lord. Well, thank you. Okay. Well, listen, there's a bunch of them out there for
people. Yeah. Like, this man is prolific, which in the author department, this is a kind of a family show, so we're just going to talk about that part. So let's start with cars. You have a lot of information, and you've written cars on build your own electric vehicle, build your own plug-in hybrid electric vehicle, build your own electric motorcycle. I'm reading this website, and I'm saying, what is this guy, do you sleep? Sleep is for sissies,
sometimes,
I guess.
Sometimes. No, I have other people write for me, too, so I'm in an editor as well. That's where the multitasking comes in. Did the plug-in hybrid one, and by the time I got the motorcycle, I was like, tag, I'm out. Somebody else, please help me now.
Right.
Well, and I can't write them all. You can't be one person.
Let's talk about the electric vehicle concept and the absolute, there is controversy. I mean, people say to me, well, what do you do with the batteries? They're disgusting. And, if you plug in your electric vehicle, you are plugging into the grid. And we talk about addicted to oil. There's still that reality. And I always want to say, our electric company really wants to change, and they don't just talk the talk, they're walking the walk. So what do you say to the detractors? Is the EV the silver bullet?
I think that, well, first of all, yes.
Yes, that's what the Green Living Guy says. Yep, it is.
And here's why. Look, there are detractors. Detractors, do you remember your old cell phones? They were big.
They were really big. I'm 61, so you have no idea how big they were back then.
Military
style. You had to carry
style.
A second purse.
Like, we're going in.
Yes.
We're going, it was like military style, backpack, book, thing, because it came right up, from that concept. We're going in.
Right. Right.
You remember them? They were what? Lead acid. Now what's an iPhone? And the iPhone 5S is supposed to be thinner than anything, than a plank of wood. So
no, and I don't even have one yet. So don't bring that up. I have friends that make fun of me for that.
That's all right. But my point is that technology has a way, and the free market have a way of complementing themselves. The demand and supply kind of work themselves out if the free market wants something. Now, believe it or not, people do want them. And here's why. Here's one example. They took a disgusting Toyota Echo back in the day, mini thing, and made it the first version of a Toyota Prius. And based on those sales, they came up with a better-looking one. And then a better looking one after that. And what happened? They've sold over 1 million of them.
Right, and then they killed it.
They're getting into the Lexus.
Boom!
They're getting into the Lexus. Now they have the Lexus brand, and the Lexus brand is trying to compete with them on not just the hybrid that has also the torque, because their problem is that they have not great fuel economy improvement, but the torque is good, and at stop signs, of course, you go into that no engine mode.
The car, literally, I had a Honda Civic, the hybrid, and
I'm
telling you, the first time my husband
anyway,
and I drove it.
And I have a Honda Civic, but that's why I don't even go for the hybrid, because if I'm going to go all electric, I'm going all in,
I have to wait till my major sponsor goes all electric, because I'm driving a Volkswagen now, a Jetta and TDI, clean burning, and about 47 to 50 miles a gallon. So it's like, it's that step. You take a step, and
one step at a time.
It is.
Right.
And I know that I feel happy driving this car around.
Yeah.
And they don't
yeah.
make any electric vehicles in the Chapman family of vehicles yet. So I'll be one of the first.
Hey, you'll get one. I'm telling you, it'll happen. So go keep it on this. Now look at the Home Depot. Or any store like Lowe's or any of them. Look at the power tools. They used to be the clunky old Lead acid. Okay.
Yep.
What type are they now? Lithium. And what is the... Okay. Technology improves over time, people.
And it's moving faster. It's improving at light speed, if you ask me.
For the detractors out there, you'll get that 300-plus-mile car. And if you don't like it, you can go like GM with the Volt, and you can go all electric or all gas to keep your crackheaded okayness going on so you have the back end. You have that gas engine for you, you crackhead. That's fine. Go with it, okay? I want you to buy Volts and many more of them, okay? There's opportunities for us to do it with, look, if they can do it with a Hummer, they can do it with anything. They're now converting a Rolls-Royce. It's the largest battery pack known conversion out there.
Right. The technology, is there. I mean, I know.
Oh, it's there. And frankly, it was there before because I used to drive these cars around town and stuff. Now, granted, you weren't going cross-country. It was difficult to do that. Maybe back in the day, even when I wrote the first book, Build Your Own Electric Vehicle, and that's why we're going to a third edition of it because of the success of the second edition that I wrote.
But let's be honest, most people don't.
There.
But most people don't drive across country either. I mean, I don't mean to interrupt you. So you're right.
They
I mean, it's like
plane.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared. You know, you can drive it in your own neighborhood, which is where most people do. I mean, technology's there. I know. It's like, do you feel passionately about that?
For those people that are from New York in your area or have an idea, okay, I used to take this thing from White Plains, New York, in Westchester County, which is north of New York City, down to the tip of the Battery, which is all the way down close to the Statue of Liberty, and back up to White Plains on a single charge.
And I've got a lot of people listen to me back there. Yeah, I mean, this is a national show, so it's not just Tucson, folks. It's everybody listening.
My fault. Okay, so I would go up the Hudson River on the West Side Highway, and, you know, first of all, the car loved stop and go because it was regen. So if there was traffic, I didn't care.
Right, right.
It didn't like burn like a gas engine.
No, overcoming fear is there's a really good way to do it. It's by educating people, which is what your book does.
That's what I'm trying to do with all my books.
And to me that's the right way because I think the consumer is there for the first time maybe in my life. The consumer is there before a lot of the markets, and I just did a blog about it where the numbers are staggering of what people want, and it's not just fringe people. So talk about how can someone really build their own electric vehicle? Are you serious?
Well, okay. First of all, I'm not a mechanic. Okay, so let's start with the basics. Okay, but I was involved in electric vehicle programs. I was the East Coast version of Who Killed the Electric Car. I was involved with electric RAV4s. I was involved with back in 2001, mind you, and we launched this in October of 2001.
Okay. Over a decade ago.
Yeah, and right after 9/11.
Right,
and
right
after 9/11, right in my backyard where I would go from train station to train station where we put these charging stations, seeing sometimes, the area where the Trade Center was burning, going over the Whitestone Bridge when you go into Long Island. When that happened, I said, this is the reason why we need to get off oil.
Right.
That was the first thing that came to my mind. I said, if this ain't a wake-up call, I don't know what the heck is. But, the bottom line is that we were able to, after 9/11, to lease 100 electric cars for Think City commuters, people commuting from their home to the train, to take then the train down to the city.
Right.
Which was, when I worked for the New York Power Authority, it was called the NYPA Think for the Think Cities that we used, Clean Commute Program. And trust me, these things would look like little football helmets driving around town, if you've ever seen the Think City, but back then. But some people used to joke that's what it looked like. But to me, it was sticking yourself out there and having a lot of fun. And I can tell you that the number one thing in a U.S. Department of Energy survey that we created for these participants that they didn't like about the program was the car didn't go far enough.
Right.
So don't tell me And these are people, some of them very cynical, but did the program because there were enough incentives that it was worth it to them. But just don't tell me that electric cars can't work. Because once you get in one, it's like getting in something you've never gotten in before. You know, you were joking with me that electric cars are relegated to nothing but golf carts. I remember taking this woman one time into a Tesla Roadster Sport, 200,000 plus electric car sport in the middle of Midtown Manhattan. And I took her onto an avenue, and we, of course, obeyed all traffic signs and things. But we gunned it down the avenue. And I showed her the torque and speed and then brake. And then we sped up again and brake again. And she said, "If my dad used to tell me that the electric cars were nothing but golf carts. If these are golf carts, I want one for everyone in my family."
You got it. You got it. And see, the point...
And that wasn't me. I didn't clamor her to say that.
No, and the point of your story is that, to me, it's an education for people that have to overcome them. Even as simple as LED lights. You have no idea how many people that I've said, just turn out, go to a CFL in the middle stage. And they're like, "Oh, I tried those." And I said, "When did you try them?" It's the same with high-efficiency toilets. They used to use low flow. So to me, it's like...
It's a free market.
And help people educate people, which is part of the whole Mrs. Green's World reason. So I want to ask you now, what's going through my head is it's not a perfect segue, but it's my show, so that's okay, right?
Okay. You have your own radio show. Can I just mention one thing?
If
you're going to go segue on me.
Totally, I'm going
segue.
Because
I have a feeling I know where it's going is nothing but south, no pun intended. I really just want my ultimate goal for people is, beside going on to my website, greenlivingguy.com, subscribing to my blog, because I post regularly great green living news out
there.
And
they're fun, and they're great.
Yeah,
they are informative, great.
You know, and I try and make those titles fun and poppy and informative for people. And then, you know, I got my fun videos and stuff like that. But I got my books, The Green Living Guy, Green Guru Guides books with McGraw-Hill, so it wasn't like, you know, Joe Bob's Corner around the shop. Publishing house,
which would be okay too. There's so much self-publishing going on. That's another example.
God bless them. Yeah, God bless them. But guess what I was able to do? I got the mammoth to move. We got every book is either an ebook or FSC certified paper.
Awesome. Yes.
Big up in Brooklyn.
If I could do it,
anybody can do. Get people to go green. And I think what if any one of these listeners out there, just get one of my books for yourself. Like, even do-it-yourself home energy audits, which are 140 simple solutions. Look, the Associated Press liked it. Don't take my word for it. They liked it. Okay?
Right. I mean, no, and I think people are hungry for that. They want to save money. They want to save the planet.
I'm going to save you cash.
And we assume...
For all your detractors out there, fine. I'll speak to your bottom line.
Excuse me,
I
have no detractors.
I'm going to save you more money than anything that you want in your life. Okay? All you people out there that think that I'm doing something terrible here, I'm going to save you more money in the long run. You're going to thank me at the end. God bless you. I still love you.
I think people listening to my show are listening because they're opting in. And, as you know, Seth Godin's one of my heroes.
I'm just playing.
People want information. They want to know, what can I do? What's the next step? My newsletter comes out tomorrow, and I put three simple things to green your conscience, you know, because people are... It can be overwhelming. Not everybody's going to go buy an electric car, but everybody could turn off their lights and, you know, do simple steps. And my segue wasn't really off topic. It was more about a personal question to you about, at what point did you realize that you were not anything other than the Green Living Guy? Because I can tell you, I am Mrs. Green. Like, I am Mrs. Green. So that's my personality. There are lots of people that don't know my name.
That's a great question. Okay.
Even in New York. So it's like, at what point did you say, this is not my job?
It's so bad that I dropped my kid off for the first time ever at his lacrosse practice, and the lacrosse coach looked at me with his Queens accent and said, Yeah, so you're the Green Living guy, eh?
Seth,
what's going on? Hey, you're the Green Living guy, eh? I'm like, yeah.
And proud of it.
Yeah.
So at what point did you...
When did the CFL go on? No, actually, it was an LED. And it was the LED, and it was not being stuck in the CFL, but that's a whole other debate and discussion and interview. No pun intended. Or Freudian slip. Anyway, so I'm, like, doing Saturday Night Live here, like, you know, like, what is that, Mr. Freudian slip or whatever like that when he would talk? You know? Anyway, so what happened? I was in, let's just say... like a lot of people in this country, if not this world, in a certain time when we all were facing some pretty hard economic times. I had to shut down one of my companies. But at the same time, it was a great time because I was offered at that point by McGraw-Hill to write my first book, which is Build Your Own Electric Vehicle Second Edition.
Okay, you're not going to believe this. You get radio. We have 30 seconds, so hold that thought. I won't forget. It just happens. You know, I've got all these great sponsors.
This is like American Idol with Ryan Seacrest goes, and we'll find out at the break.
Stay here with me with Seth Lightman. I'm having fun. I hope you are. We'll be right back.
Go deep underwater without getting wet. Study bugs like a real scientist. Make your shadow move in colors. These are just three reasons to visit the exciting hands-on new exhibits at the Children's Museum Tucson, the region's only museum just for kids. For 25 years, we've ignited kids' imaginations at the Children's Museum Tucson. That's something to celebrate. And admission is only $2 on the first Sunday and on the 25th of each month this whole year. Children's Museum Tucson, where imagination and learning connect.
Hi, this is Mrs. Green with some great news about the all-new 2012 VW Passat. It's 2012 Motor Trend Car of the Year, best-in-class for legroom, and has standard Bluetooth technology. VW thought of everything by giving the Passat a brand-new, sleek design that conveys confidence and assertiveness. If you're looking for the best ownership experience possible and a great new Passat, visit Chapman Tucson at 4600 East 22nd Street between Columbus and Swan.
What if you had simple and easy solutions to live, work, and play green? Green Living Magazine, the premier green lifestyle magazine, brings you the latest in organic cooking, gardening, health and wellness, chef and celebrity interviews, as well as easy solutions to clean up your everyday life. Visit greenlivingaz.com for the latest in green news. Buy your subscription and view our network videos. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and again at greenlivingaz.com.
Can academic research really save the planet? This year, the University of Arizona took full ownership of Biosphere 2. With five ecosystems enclosed in over 7 million cubic feet of sealed glass, Biosphere 2 is a premier facility for environmental research, where the top minds in the world will come together to address some of humanity's greatest challenges, such as climate change. Now that's using your brains. The University of Arizona. Big questions, bold solutions, better tomorrows.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. And I am having a blast interviewing Seth Lightman, the Green Living guy, who is truly a character, as I said earlier in the show. He's an author. That's a new one.
I don't have a catheter.
It's really hard. We have to say it quickly. And I want you to please all remember that I am here live every Saturday at 12 Mountain Standard Time right now until the time changes, because Arizona doesn't change the time. You can listen to me from anywhere in the world on your computer, your iPhone, or your Droid. And please visit my website at mrsgreensworld.com. Stay part of the conversation on Facebook and Twitter. And actually, Seth, I want to promote next week's show, because I can see you and I getting cut off just like, you know, Ryan Seacrest at the end.
Okay,
next week is... I am excited about the show. I'm always excited about my shows, and you can see why. I will be interviewing author Ivy Manning and cartoonist Drew Aguilina, and they're two authors who will be featured at this year's Tucson Festival of Books. It will be a pre-recorded show because I will be live at the Tucson Festival of Books. It's one of the largest book festivals in the USA. I haven't figured out. I've always done a live remote from there, but it's great. So I'm bringing it live, and I'll be moderating panels, and it's we get about 100,000 people, and we expect more this year. So it's going to be happening. Science and technology, the slow food people are going to be here, about 10 of the top chefs from around the country. I'm very excited. And it's all part of the Great Green Word. So now, Seth, we were talking about the time that the LED light went on in your head.
Yeah, the LED light.
The transition for you to becoming Mr. Green. And then we've got the Green Living Guy. And we have to talk about a couple of other things that I want to know your thoughts. So let's go about the
really quick
moment.
The Green Living Guy happened when everything was going, you think everything's going south, you don't know where you're going, and all of a sudden it kind of pops you in the head. I literally was at the worst economic time, just like, you know, a lot of us were.
Millions.
And, you know, still working out from under it, starving author, help me out, get a book, you know.
Shameless self-promotion.
GreenLivingGuy.com, GreenLivingGuy.com.
Right.
So, you know, and I thank my sponsors too, MSI Lighting, who's lighting up Macy's with LEDs, to Vivo Water, who's helping transform water quality throughout the world, and God bless them, using, you know, great technology to help us get real clean water out there. And it just, it came to me when I was going through all this. McGraw-Hill then offered me the book, Build Your Own Electric Vehicle. And I was leaving this job that I was partnered with a company and just about to leave, and I called one of my good buddies, and most of them, people might know about him, good old Josh Dorfman, lazy environmentalist. And you want to talk about 6 degrees of separation. His family, his brother, used to hang out with my cousin back in the day, and I didn't even know it until we started talking. It was so weird. So, like,
but not surprising.
That's how life is. So we started talking. I said, "Dude, I gotta get this," and then I gotta. And he goes, "You gotta become what you are, for God's sakes." And I said, "Well, okay. So let's create a name." So, you know, I said, I really am into green living, regardless of the energy or the cars or this or that. I'm really into green living. And he goes, okay, green. And I said to him, I joked with him how when I was working for the New York Power Authority, even doing my 100 electric vehicle program in the New York metro area after 9/11, just getting people to use Think City cars to commute around, they always used to say, like at the MTA or Metro North or any of these places when I was coming, oh boy, here comes that guy. Here he comes.
The Green Dorfman Living
said,
Guy.
Duh.
Yeah, I get
You're
it.
The Green Living Guy.
So there it was. I mean, there it was.
It's that simple.
The
so
birth.
At that point, that night, Dorfman was hounding me like a fool, saying, dude, you've got to register these URLs, to the point where I had to email him the receipt.
So that was, you got
texting me and hounding me all night until I got it done. That's how bad it was. And, you know, then I got the Green Guru Guides going on with my series with McGraw-Hill. Man, there's every book for everybody who wants to go green, even the cynic. 140 ways to save yourself money, energy, the environment, and the world at the same time in your own little house. And there's 140 simple solutions. It's like, you know, we got to get off the crack. So it's like the AA manual out there for people.
And
you know,
it's just, you know, it's not exactly the same, but it's similar to my journey. At some point I realized this is it. It's not a job. It's not a career. It's my dharma is the word that I use. So it's like Mrs. Green was born, and I kind of eat, sleep, drink it, and I'm loving every part of it, especially launching my own radio network. I mean, we built a studio, and I said, it's got to go to the internet because everything is. So I want to talk to you about two things before we run out of time. Because
yeah, I got
only
my
about...
Blog Talk Radio show too.
I know.
Blogtalkradio.com/Green Living Guy. And not that Mrs. Green is not the most amazing radio host known to humanity in the sixth green world. But what I'm saying to people is if they really want to hear some really freaking funny interviews with me and Ted Danson or me and Gloria Rubin or Matthew Modine or some other really great people, check me out at blogtalkradio.com/Green Living Guy.
People will do that. I mean,
it's
they're part of the tribe.
And once again, like you, we're doing it real, all of my podcasts. I'm 24/7, yo. Go to your iPhone, type in Green Living, download that podcast, yo.
It's all about the podcast.
Face.
Yeah, it's where people it is
there.
Where people live. So let's talk about genetically modified organisms, which I think you're GMOs. Because here's my story.
Four-letter word.
Okay, so I have people that I respect a lot, and I want to underscore a lot in the scientific community. One is a very dear personal friend at the University of Arizona. Another is head of one of the most prestigious research corporations in the world. And I will tell you that they say, Gina, much ado about nothing, it's all about before you consume the GMOs, and it's not going to hurt you at all. It's helping to feed people in countries because things are modified to create drought resistance. And I can't get there. I know. It's like, so what's your Monsanto to me is like Monsanto equals the devil.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
I say that on my radio show, like, hello, are you serious? Monsanto cares nothing about
my
health.
Remember Dana Carver? Maybe Dana Carver sounded in my life. Could it possibly be Satan?
Yes, it is. That's who Monsanto, the devil. That is Monsanto to me. And I'm like, really, I just can't get there. Do you want to eat something that's really Roundup ready? Like, does this make sense to me as a human being?
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
Roundup
sorry.
Ready. I don't want it. So, and I know Umbra, she's been on my show from Grist, Ask Umbra. Mm-hmm. I don't have to ask Umbra. I know what she thinks. I know what Lori David thinks. You know what I mean? They're not eating GMOs. Yeah. They're trying to
I'm religious first of all too, so I'm kosher to begin with.
Oh my gosh!
But then
okay.
Secondarily, I'm organic. If I'm not kosher, I'm organic, or you know whatever. And for my fruits and veggies, look, I'm trying to go as organic and green as possible. And I noticed my like local Stop and Shop, God bless them, are even doing like local.
Yes.
You know, apples and local this and people are organic. So the free market is choosing something or not. And look, you can have a three times the size green pepper
of
a normal one, you know. But doesn't that kind of make you think of like Rocky, that Rocky movie where the steroid guy came in from Russia?
It's like, do you think
a little
this...
pumped up, you know? You
this
know,
does
I mean,
not
I know
occur
that
in
song,
nature.
Pump it up, but come on, let's be real. You know, let's not pump up our food.
Does not occur in nature.
Yeah, it's just not. I'm not having it.
Okay,
know?
So that's
if it walks like a duck and acts like a duck, but it doesn't say it's a duck. It's still a duck.
It's still a duck. I think I will probably abuse that way of saying
you know,
things. But
I mean, if it walks, it talks, it smells.
Tell me about though. You got to talk. It is. It's acts like a duck. And my husband has another one about you can't make a donkey's tail a leg. I think that's his. It doesn't even matter because he's not.
Well, there's no way you can dress. I mean, I don't care how much Febreze you put on a pile of Tunky, but a pile of Tunky is still a pile of Tunky.
And we don't use Febreze. We don't even want to say that. That's another thing
but
that we need to get
saying?
Out of us. Yes,
I'm saying you can napalm it no matter how much you like it, but you're still not going to take away from the fact it's still bad.
Right. It's still bad. You can't disguise it. Oh, my God. I went into somebody's...
No matter how you like, slice it. All right, so what else do you want to ask me? Because I know we got...
I want to ask you about
here.
Regis and Kathy Lee.
You got to go there. Come on. All right, fine.
Okay, if you
go
don't
ahead.
Want to, you.
No,
I'd
love
it's all
to.
About
I'd
you.
I'd love to. Okay, well, here's the skinny. It's ironic at the same time that I was wanting to get onto television. God works in mysterious ways, right? I said, I gotta get on. What am I going to get on? And I find out from my wife that my brother-in-law, who's married to my wife, my wife is married to has a sister, has two sisters.
Okay,
one of her sisters
good.
Is okay. also married to a guy named Seth.
Okay.
Life is weird. Life is weird, okay? And we both had really bad back hair. I mean, it's bad. Sorry. I mean, it went from my head to my back. Let's keep it real here, okay? And so there, Kelly, I guess, and Regis and Kelly back then announced that they had a Make Your Man Over contest.
You are joking. I had no idea.
So
this
Sarah,
was not a setup.
No, I know. So Sarah applied the first Seth on, took a picture of his back, and whatever. And at that, my wife told me this, and she goes to me, well, you know, and this was during the day, she goes, well, honey, if you want to be on TV, you better take off your shirt and show me your back. I jumped out the damn door. I was like, I'm getting on that TV. So I took my shirt off, click, click. Within less than 24 hours, Regis and Kelly called.
Oh, my God. You are
not them, but, you know, they're people. And, you know, I was all in. It was back and forth, but the other Seth finally did it. And we had a blast.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
Now
and
I'm getting laser treatments. Seth chooses not to, but Cindy Bar Shop over at Comfy Bear, she's a Real Housewife in New York, is giving me a laser treatment.
I mean, that is...
So now my back is, like, almost completely bare.
Like a baby, like a baby's behind, and I'm not going to get you started off on that because I'm afraid
to where
it might go.
But as I said, and you can check it out on my website, if you go to the Regis and Kelly logo on my website on greenlivingguy.com, it'll take you to the video. Now, there are two videos. Go to the first one, the Vimeo one. The second one was just the quick one they did right at the back end. But God bless them, ABC gave me all the footage.
And anything to get, I mean, what a way to promote your Green Living Guy. I mean,
and
come
they put
on.
A link on the back of my web on their website to mine.
I love
you
it.
You can't lose.
No, you cannot lose.
So
I have to think about my angle.
Hey, Josh Dorfman said, you're brilliant.
Oh my gosh!
What a way to break in. You've been dying to get in.
And we'll do anything for the cause. My hairy.
Hey, I'll take a hit. However, hey, listen, you know, I'll take a hit for the team. And listen, my back feels great.
My hairy back.
Light.
I love it.
You know?
I love it.
I don't have to keep the thermostat on too high anymore in my house, so I actually did contribute a little to the environment.
You know,
by doing it, you know, it was painful. No, not really. Actually, it wasn't that painful because I was so pumped up on adrenaline. And I'm also a former football player, so, like, ripping stuff off my back wasn't that bad.
Oh.
It really didn't hurt. Like, I said to people, and I said it to all the press that asked me questions around here, you know, being a lineman, that hurt.
Oh, I mean, every time
I
watch TV,
center,
it's like, oh, I could hear that.
You know, being a center on a high school football team or an inside linebacker, that could hurt.
No, I can't
even.
Yeah.
Ripping hair off my back
on national
television for the opportunity to be with Regis and Kelly while Regis was still, it was like his last few months.
Oh my God.
Duh.
Not so much.
Look, I'm not a crackhead, so it's not like winning, duh. But, I mean, duh, you know, you got to do it. And now people know me. And now I have more followers on Twitter than I've ever had before.
In your life. And see,
so,
I,
you know,
yeah.
What are you going to do?
Take
and
one
so
for the team
is
right, for the green team. And I did, you know, I had a video of when they were doing, I call it getting, when people say, where are you going? I said, I'm going to get my hair plant and botanically based altered because I go to Aveda, but it's still pretty funny. I mean, when a woman's getting her hair colored, it's not pretty, but I let them videotape me.
Not.
It's one of my YouTube videos and it's like anything.
Can they stop with that foil crap? I'm sorry.
It's just, it's Aveda.
Foil on hair is bad. Sorry, ladies. Got to tell you, aluminum in your hair is bad.
Right, it is. I've never done that.
And if you don't believe me, do a Google search.
Yeah,
I know you ladies out there are smart women.
Right,
okay?
Right. And they want to do it.
Hair in aluminum in hair follicles and see what you come up with.
Well, I'm going to remember to put that as one of the highlights of my when I describe the show about you.
Oh,
it'll
God.
Be just it'll be unbelievable. We have about a minute left, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I knew time was going to fly. I think we should do another like a minute and a half.
Look, I'm always available for this stuff. Come on.
Okay,
anytime
we want to partner in other ways.
And you got to be on my Blog Talk Radio show.
I'm like the leading
Blog Talk Radio environmental host over there.
I'll be waiting for the invitation, Seth, because
it's now. Let's go on.
I'm ready.
Give me 5 minutes.
We can do it. I'm here, and I'm a Jersey girl, so I'm ready. I'm ever ready.
Now you tell me you're a Jersey girl.
Exit 117.
My wife is from Manalapan.
Yep, 117 on the Garden State.
My wife is from Manalapan.
You're kidding. Well,
my wife is from Manalapan.
I get it.
My sister-in-law, they came in from Marlboro.
That's where the state hospital was. Okay, we're going to end on that note. We've got to go. This was most delightful interview with Seth Lightman, the Green Living Guy. Visit him at greenlivingguy.com. We'll be talking more. Can't wait to be on your blog radio show.
Oh, we're going to do it. Yeah.
We're going to do it. Have a great green week. And Seth, thanks so much for taking the time. And we will connect very, very soon.
GreenLivingGuy.com, saying out, one small step at a time,
okay.
Just like we're doing over here on Ms. Green.
The hairy back guy, I'm not going to say that.
Not anymore.
Seth Lightman. This was too much fun. Thanks for being a part of Mrs. Green's world.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.